नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
On the first day of the dark lunar fortnight of the month of Govinda, corresponding to February 6, 1874 AD, by Western calendar, at 3:30 in the afternoon, Bimala Prasad Datta, later to be known as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, made his appearance in Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, in the state of Orissa, not far from the temple of Lord Jagannath. He was the fourth son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sriya Yukta Bhagavati Devi, and at the time of his birth, all 32 bodily symptoms of a Mahapurush, a great personality, were pointed out by an experienced astrologer. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is an elaborate description to one of the purports. Srila Prabhupada describes in the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita the description given of the 32 bodily symptoms of a Mahabhagavat, just by looking at a Mahabhagavat, and if one knows the 32 bodily symptoms, then one can recognize a great personality. And Prabhupada, in the purport, describes how these characteristics fit Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Samaj. Just like Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Samaj, he's got like a swollen head, big head, that means very super intelligent. Okay, broad chest. One of the signs, so like that, is different symptoms of a great personality. And some of them may have one, some of them may have few, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave all 32. So we could understand just from that alone, we could understand he was an extraordinary personality. Furthermore, the boy was born with his umbilical cord wrapped around his neck like a Brahman dress. The astrologer commented at his birth, quote, "I have done many horoscopes in my life, but I have never before seen such a horoscope filled with all the signs of a great personality. This child will become world famous as a brilliant teacher of life's ultimate goal," unquote. When the child was 6 months old, Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival was in procession. The cart stopped in front of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house for 3 days. Following the instruction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhagavati Devi brought the child before the cart, and an offered garland fell from the neck of the Lord and circling the boy. This was taken as a sign of special favor by all present. So here we see how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a great personality and such a wonderful devotee, great devotee, that the Lord wanted to take darshan on him. And the cart came by his house and did not want to move. Not that they had enough pulling power. They had enough pulling power, but if Lord Jagannath decides he wants to stop, then no one can move. Even when Lord Chaitanya would have Jagannath's Rath Yatra, then Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, they would have competition. You will find that Lord Jagannath wouldn't want to move, and Lord Chaitanya, he would take this opportunity that he would get in front of Lord Jagannath, and then he would go behind the cart, and that's what everybody's trying to pull, but the chair won't move, and then Lord Chaitanya will go behind the cart, and then he's out with his shoulders, push the chair in, and then he would start moving. So in this way there would be some wonderful pastime exchanges. So here also Lord Jagannath wants to see his great devotee, and also at the same time give him some mercy by the Mahatma. The grain ceremony was observed on the cart at this time and was done with Jagannath Prasad. When the boy's vocational inclination was tested, he immediately embraced the Srimad Bhagavatam, indicating his future as a preacher. So they put coins and they put Bhagavatam. Sometimes, you know, we, like a child, we don't know where the child will go. Here, he has come here. But here, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not like there, no. It's very clear. So he immediately approached the Bhagavatam. Therefore, from the very beginning of his appearance, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur exhibited all the signs of an exalted, eternal associate of the Lord, were descended to, in answer to Srila Gautama Thakura's prayer for a ray of Vishnu to help him spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Although family lineage may be ultimately irrelevant when considering the appearance of eternal liberated associates of the Lord, still, it is interesting to see what sort of family is blessed with such transcendental personality. As Vishnu showed us, Lord Brahma himself appeared in the family of Muslims as Sri Hari Das Thakur, and there are other instances of exalted persons taking birth in humble families. Still, as a point of interest, we may hear something of the lineage of Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur. His family line traces back to Lord Brahma from the descendants of Chitragupta, and they are known as the Brahma Kayastas. Bharata is in the 8th, Bharata is, that's King, that's Maharaj Bharata, is in the 87th generation from Chitragupta. Bharadvaj is the 88th. After him came Angira, and after him appeared Brihaspati. In the 149th generation of descendants, Purushottama, the son of Shivadatta, went to Bengal upon the summons of the king of Bengal, Adishura. Purushottama's younger son took sannyas and became famous as Kanaka Dandi. In the 7th and 8th generations of Purushottama's family, Bia Yaka and his son Narayana Datta both did minister work for the king of Bengal. In the 15th generation from Purushottama, Rajakrishnananda, the king of Kituri in Bengal and the father of Srila Nalkanda Das Thakur, the great Vaishnava Acharya, appeared. Rajakrishnananda was also a great devotee and was personally favored by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The 7th generation from Rajakrishnananda saw the appearance of Mohan Datta, who was very famous in Bengal and Calcutta for his spiritual qualities. His great grandson was Ananda Chandra Datta, and his son was Srila Bhaktan Thakur, whose fourth son was Bimla Prasad. The name Bimla or Sri Bimla Devi refers to the Parashakti, internal potency of Lord Jagannath. So his name literally means the mercy of the internal potency of the Lord. Bimla Prasad stayed in Jagannath Puri for 10 months after his appearance and then journeyed to Bengal by telephone on his mother's death. He grew up in his early years in Ranagata in the district of Nadia, hearing about Krishna from his mother. When he was a small boy, perhaps 2 or 3 years old, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought some ripe mangoes from the market. Bimla Prasad took one to eat, saying, "This is mine." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got up and said in a great voice, "What is this? New fruit has come into the house. It has not been offered to Giridhari, and you have taken it first. Remember, new fruit is to be first given to the Lord. Without giving the first share to the Lord, nothing is to be taken." The child was very repentant and exclaimed, and he stood 3 years old, "Oh, what evil thoughts I have. Throughout my life, I shall not eat these again. This is the right punishment for one ruled by greed." He made a promise and observed it throughout his whole life. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada comments on this incident, quote, "Whenever we offered him mangoes, he said, 'No, I am an offender. I cannot take mango.' He was thinking that I have offended Krishna in my childhood by taking mango of the deity." So this is the characteristic of an acharya. They teach by their life's action. One should be so much determined. A child took the mango, there is no offense, but he took a vow. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So now we'll read a small excerpt. This is on the departure of Srila Gauravina Maharaj, who left this world on the same day. This is from Gopal Ju, beloved deity of Srila Gauravina Swami. In late January 1996, Gauravina Maharaj mentioned, quote, "Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that this material world is not a fit place for any gentleman. Therefore, because he was disgusted, he left his work prematurely. I may also be. I don't know. Let me ask Gopal. I will do whatever he wants," unquote. The next day he went to Jagadgiri Giri Rishi Gopal. After returning, for the next 4 days, he lectured before thousands of people at the Prabhupada Centennial Festival in Bhubaneswar. Then he left for the annual ISKCON Mansion meeting in Sriramayapur. Ganesham recalled his discussion with Guru Gobinda Maharaj during his last visit in Jagadgiri. Quote, "We were talking about Gopal's new temple and installing large deities of Radha Gopal to go with the existing small ones. Suddenly Gurudev told me, quote, I won't see this deity installation. You will see, but I won't. I said, how is that? You are 10 years younger than I am. If I won't see, how will I? If you won't see, how will I? Gurudev said, no. You will see the inauguration of the temple and the deity because you have served Gopal so nicely. Uncle died 30 years ago and you went through so much difficulty to take care of Gopal. You continue all the festivals, Sarat Rasa, Vasant Rasa, etc. This is why Gopal is kind to you. So you will see Gopal in the temple. That was the last discussion I had with Gurudev. After that he went to Bhubaneswar for a few days and then went to Mayapur where he stayed forever. In Mayapur on 9th February 1996, the holy appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, two senior ISKCON devotees requested an appointment in the early evening to see Guru Gobinda Maharaj. They inquired, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay in Jagannath Puri? He enthusiastically began to explain the confidential significance of Mahaprabhu's pastime in Puri. He described the pain of separation felt by Radha and Krishna when Krishna was away from Vrindavan. He gradually unfolds the past tense to the point where Radha and Krishna were finally united after their long separation. He described how Krishna became so ecstatic upon seeing Radharani that he manifested a form with big round eyes and shankar drums, Lord Jagannath. At that time the devotees noticed that tears had come to his eyes and his voice had become choked up. Very audibly he said, then the eyes of Krishna fell upon the eyes of Radharani, eye to eye with me. Unable to continue, he apologized with folded hands. Please excuse me, I cannot speak. He then gave his final instruction, Kirtan, Kirtan. The devotee spirits began to chant and he calmly lay back on his bed, breathing slowly and deeply. Upon his request, his servants placed a picture of Gopal in his hand. Then, gazing lovingly at the picture of his wishful lady, Guru Gobinda Swami said, Gopal. Then his eyes closed and he lost external consciousness. One devotee ran to bring a doctor, Kaviraj Dr. D.K. Brahman M.D. recalls, quote, just before Sandhya Arati, a devotee came to my residence and told me that Guru Gobinda Swami was having some problem breathing and I came to see him. When I arrived, Maharaj was lying down. Some doctors had come before me and had said that Maharaj has already passed away. Others were saying that we should take him to Krishnanagar and give him treatment in the government hospital. I took his pulse and found that he was still alive. I told them, just wait, give me another 12 minutes time, then I will tell you to take him. If they would have taken him to the government hospital, it means they would have been pumping his chest, thinking it was a heart attack. However, according to his pulse, there was nothing wrong with him. His pulse only showed that he was taking rest. The Ayurvedic science teaches how to diagnose a patient by taking his pulse. If something is wrong, we can feel it. But I never found anything wrong with Maharaj. According to his pulse, everything was normal. By the second or third time I read Maharaj's pulse, it had become clear that he had left. Some say that he had heart attack. But if someone dies from a heart attack, generally we find that they suffer a lot. They also generally have a previous history of weak heart. In Maharaj's case, none of these things were there. Maharaj had symptoms of astika sattvika vichara, that extended transformations on his body. One kind of vichara is that one doesn't want to stay here any longer. They want to go back to the school, to the boat, back to Krishna. Nothing in Maharaj's body failed. He just left. I am 100% sure of that. I have never seen this kind of death before. Srila Gobinda Maharaj, for those of you that had the Gobinda Maharaj's association, Maharaj came here a few times. In fact, just before he left, his last visit was Durban, South Africa, so he came here and he was passing through. And Maharaj had a unique way of chastising devotees in class. He would the assembly members were great singers. They would sing Croatian style bhajans or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and whenever they would give lecture, they would include it with bhajan with the same theme. So Maharaj was a great personality, very, very Krishna conscious. His disciple was saying that Prabhupada wanted him to translate all the Bhagavad and the Prabhupada into Dorian language. So Gurugurita Maharaj, he made a promise that he would translate all the books into Dorian language. And he was very, very elderly, but still he would never take prasad until he chanted his rounds and then translated first for a few hours, and then he would take prasad. This was his dedication. And one time they were in a flight for 2 days. So they're flying for 2 days, and that means no translation work. So Gurugurita Maharaj was on the plane, and he didn't take prasad because first he had to translate, but it was difficult to translate on the plane. So they were flying for 2 days, and they landed at one temple. When Maharaj landed, he still didn't take prasad because he had vowed to translate first. So only after taking bath and then translating for 2-3 hours, then he took prasad. So that was like after 2.5 days. So this was a great dedication. And he was very, very learned in scripture. Chaitanya Charitamrita, he loved preaching on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he was here, we had wonderful discussions with Maharaj. I remember one question I asked Maharaj was, which is more important, which is more auspicious, the Yamuna or the Ganges? Because you find in scripture, the Yamuna is glorified because Krishna bathed in the Yamuna. So the Yamuna is glorified. So then Maharaj said, yes, Yamuna is most glorious. And then after a while he said, and yes, Ganges is also most glorious. And then he qualified, he said, because even though Krishna appeared and bathed in the Ganges, in the Yamuna, but the merciful incarnation of Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya, bathed in the Ganges. So therefore, the Ganges is more auspicious in that sense. Then he gave that pastime. So we're very fortunate to celebrate these great personalities, appearance and disappearance days, and we can pray for them. Get some strength and mercy to dedicate our life to Srila Prabhupada, and because you're also following the footsteps, also perfecting our lives. Srila Gautama Ji, Srila Bhakti Sanatana Ji, Srila Gopa Ji, Jai.